Our final student report this morning comes from Northfield, and our reporter is Ben.
Hi, this is Ben from Prairie Creek Community School, way down south in Northfield, Minnesota. It sure has been a weird week. Last week, our ponds had frozen over and there was snow on the ground. Then things really warmed up. This week we saw flowering dandelions, some moths, and a few yellow jackets. There was even a mosquito, and those little no-see-ums really left an itchy mark. An osprey flew low over our classes as we worked outside. We also saw a lot of juncos, cedar waxwings, and blue jays. We saw an eagle and we pretended we were carrion, but it did not come over to investigate. There are still large groups of geese flying overhead, and the squirrels are actively searching for food. There was a dead vole on the field. It looked like a hawk might have attacked it. There was also a torn apart bird in the woods, maybe another hawk male. We saw a lot of fresh mole tracks, especially along the edge of the school building. We thought that maybe the moles liked how warm the soil was there. This has been Prairie Creek Community School, one more step along the phenology journey.
Thank you, Ben. Nice job. Good. A wonderful delivery. Yeah. Dandelions. I had a dandelion blooming at my house this last week. And yellow jackets, there are still a few around. If you see one flying this time of year, chances are it's a queen. It'll be very large. It'll look much larger than the regular yellow jackets. And she'll be searching out a place to spend the winter. She will be the only survivor of the hive. All of the worker bees will die. Cedar waxwings and the eagle. I love the idea of all these children in the schoolyard and an eagle flying over and they all collapse as carrion. It just says to me, yeah, I would do that. I would absolutely do that. I'm sorry. I know it probably surprises you to find out I'm that sort of a guy, but I would definitely lay down and pretend to be dead for an eagle. I love it.